Hi, I'm Ray McDonald. I'm the voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're rolling the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending September 13th, 2014. Another fast-rising title crashes into the lineup this week. Hey, I could get used to this. Let's start in fifth place, where Sam Smith retreats a slot with Stay With Me. Back home in the UK, Sam is on a roll. Stay with me for details.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Here in the United States, Sam Smith loses a slot in fifth place on the Hot 100 with Stay With Me. Back home in England, everything's rosy. Sam reclaims top honors on the album chart with In the Lonely Hour, while announcing a string of additional tour dates for 2015. They'll keep him on the road into next June. Well, here's your fast riser. Jessie J is back in countdown contention as Bang Bang, featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj, jumps five slots to fourth place. Their recent TV appearance is paying dividends. Details are coming up.
Bang, bang, into the room.
Jessie J returns to the hit list after a three-year absence as Bang Bang, featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj, jumps from ninth to fourth place. On August 24th, the three women opened the MTV Video Music Awards show with this song, and it's paid off. Bang Bang is now a top five hit. Jessie's third album, Sweet Talker, hits the market on October 14th. This will be her second stateside release. As for Nicki Minaj, her Pink Print album still lacks a release date, while her latest single, Anaconda, dips a slot to number three. Nicki had a hard upbringing. I'll have more after this song.
By the way, what'd he say? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and check him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grills. He keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real that he love my sex appeal. He said he don't like him bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pull up in a jag and I hit him with a jab like dun 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 dun.
Nicki Minaj loses a position in third place with Anaconda. Speaking with Now magazine, Nicki said her childhood in Trinidad and New York City was filled with abuse. Her father was a drug addict who once set their house on fire with her mother inside. Meghan Trainor is back on the attack as All About That Bass returns to the runner-up slot. Meghan's already a music business vet at the age of 20. Hold on for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor rebounds a slot to second place with her breakout hit All About That Bass. At age 18, Meghan signed a songwriting contract and moved to Nashville. Among her clients were Sabrina Carpenter and Rascal Flatts. She co-wrote All About That Bass with Grammy-nominated producer Kevin Kaddish. And after hearing Meghan's own demo version of the song, record mogul L.A. Reid signed her to his Epic label. Meghan's EP Title arrived on Tuesday. We have no changes at number one. Taylor Swift is your girl for a second week with Shake It Off. Is Taylor involved in a high-profile feud? I'll tell you after the song.
'Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break. And the fake is gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
Taylor Swift rules the Hot 100 for a second week with Shake It Off. Speaking with Rolling Stone, Taylor says she's straight up enemies with another female singer. She says this person used to make mean comments to her and attempted to sabotage a tour. It's the subject of a song called Bad Blood, and media outlets are speculating it may be about Katy Perry. On Tuesday, Katy went on Twitter to warn her followers about an unnamed mean girl. Who knows where this is headed? No matter what happens, I'll be back next week with a whole new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.